Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. What if it was easy? What if this whole life experience, this human experience, was easy or easier? I see so many struggle. I struggle. We all force, we fix, we run away, and we don't meet life just as it is right here, right now, in this moment, and move on. So today, this week, I've been contemplating in my own life, what if it was easy? I've got a lot going on, a lot churning, a lot of ifs, a lot of can we move on, a lot of can I get past this phase? And I find myself struggling with it, you know, but what if it was easy? So I ask myself, I interrupt patterns constantly when I find myself forcing, fixing, running away from, not dealing with. How can we just sit in the experience of life as it is right now, let go of the reins a little bit, and recognize that perhaps it could be easier? What if you allowed others to be as they are, just as they are, for a moment, right? I'm not talking about being the office doormat. I'm not talking about getting walked on. I'm not talking about not voicing your own opinion and asking for what you want. What I'm talking about is becoming more flexible in your life to allow yourself to pause for a moment and see life from different experiences, from different perspectives, rather. What if this moment that you're living in right now was an easy one instead of a struggle, instead of a force? So that's just what I want to talk about today. As I always say, I talk about what I'm dealing with in my own life. So how do we do this? How do we allow ourselves to pause and look at life from a different perspective for a second? Right? We're so unwilling in so many ways to shift perspectives. You know, we get so caught in what we think is right and what needs to happen and needs to happen in this period of time that we struggle. We get confined. We get stuck in this straitjacket, not able to wiggle around. And I've been on this path these last few weeks about, you know, finding the wiggle room. So how do we do this? How do we allow ourselves for one moment to just relax and to view life from a more open, spacious place? Well, as I often say, and as is often said, being quiet, getting quiet, being still, giving yourself a moment when your foot is not jammed on the either the brakes or the gas pedal, right? So lifting your foot off the pedals, allowing yourself to coast for a moment, not for a year, right? For a moment, coasting, observing, sensing, noticing, experiencing life right now. What if it was easy? So when you do that, when you pause, when you sit in the empty space of experience, there is an infinite number of possibilities that's available to us in any moment. But because we're often driving the car, forcing it to go faster, forcing it to stop, we don't allow so many possibilities that could be so incredibly beneficial to us personally, to our families, to our communities, to the world. We don't allow those to emerge. We don't allow those to come and knock on the door. So what if we just paused? What if we just took our feet off the gas pedal, off the brake, and just noticed situations from a different perspective? And to ask, what if this situation was easy? What if this person was easier? What if I could be more effortless in this moment? What if I could let go of the struggle? What would that feel like? So I have this visceral thing that I do with my fists when I find myself getting caught, when I find myself forcing, fixing, or running away, fleeing from a situation, I tighten up my fists, usually both fists, really, really hard. I tighten them up so that my whole body clenches. You could feel it. I feel it in my shoulders, in my face, in my gut. So I tense up and then I release. And I open my palms up towards the sky in this act of surrender, both surrender and receiving. So tighten up your fists, release, let go, pause, notice. Open yourself up to the space where infinite possibility is available, where you can manifest, truly create any result that you want over time. So here we are in this moment, in this space. Maybe you're choosing a situation, a person, an area of your life where you're struggling, and you just practice clenching your fists, releasing, clenching your fists, releasing. When you start to do that in the small moments, you'll start to do them in the big moments. And I have learned this in my own life experience. So let's talk about forcing, fixing, and fleeing. Right? It comes from the chapter in my book, Let It Go, Let It Be. It's one of the strategies I offer. A strategy for living on the verge, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, awake, available, open to possibilities, ready for action, ready to receive, ready to share. That's what it means to be on the verge, not to be sitting in silence for the rest of your life, but to be in the game of your life, to be driving it, not too fast, not too slow, but driving your life. So letting go and letting be is a huge strategy in carrying in your pocket, to carry in your pocket. And the elements of this strategy is to not force, fix, or flee, or to recognize when you're doing so. So what does this mean? To force. Forcing. I know it well. Trust me, people. I know all this stuff very, very well. I have been through it. I have seen myself in the most, not the most pretty picture, let me tell you. Forcing is our tendency to manipulate people, situations, often people. I'll say that again, people, forcing people, situations to do what is going to be most beneficial to you. Right? We notice it all the time. Manipulation, subtle. Oh, we get so good at it as we get older. Subtly manipulating people to move in a direction that would suit us best, that would make us feel better. Right? We do it with our kids. I do it. I've done it with my kids. So noticing, how do I force? How am I forcing life today? Where am I forcing life? Is there a situation that I want to happen now that's not happening? And am I doing things to try to force it to happen that may not be beneficial for the whole, that may not be, in the long run, beneficial for me? How do you force things in your life? Notice. Be kind to yourself. So much of this, all of this actually, has to be wrapped in this loving kindness, this patience, this self-care. It's my buzzword for the last few weeks, self-care. We've got to care for ourselves. Put your hand on your heart. Give yourself a high five, right? You are in this. You're on the journey. You're in process. That's it. So fixing, how do you fix? Fixing is your tendency to make situations better. So sort of like forcing, but sort of not. Fixing things, constantly fixing things. So perhaps it's not forcing someone to do something, but perhaps it's going around their back and doing it anyway. Fixing things around you, constantly fixing, cleaning up after people, not letting people make mistakes, right? Not letting situations run their course, trying to fix, fix, fix. We're fixers, we're problem solvers. And oftentimes when we get too immersed in our thought patterns, in our busy mind, we can't see ourselves outside of fixing mode, right? Especially if you're busy, crazy busy. When we're crazy busy, we're fixing all the time. We're fixing situations. So how do you fix, and how are you going to fix something today? Or how do you plan to fix something? Look at your to-do list. That's a really good indication of how you're trying to force or fix. Again, loving kindness. Be patient, be compassionate towards yourself and others. Because what happens is, as we notice ourselves force and fix, you start to notice others do it as well. And if you notice it in yourself and you're kind to yourself, you're going to start to be more compassionate to others. Oh, they're just trying to fix this, right? And there they are in their fixing mode. I know that because I do it myself. So perhaps I can be a little kinder both to myself and to her or to him right now. Right? This is the juice, guys. The juice is not trying to make everything better. It's in just seeing clearly what we're doing right now. How we're struggling to make life work. Right? What if it was easy? What if I didn't fix this situation? What if I let it just run its course? The last element is fleeing. Right? As humans, we don't like things that are unpleasant or uncomfortable. So a lot of times we look for the exit doors and we beeline quickly. Right? Iyengar, who's the founding father of modern day yoga, he says that the yoga pose begins when you want to get out of it. It's that moment when we start to shake, when our eyes open a little wider, when our throat clenches a bit or our gut tightens, right? That's the moment when life is exposing you to yourself, when this experience of life becomes brilliant and in high definition. But oftentimes it's too much for us to handle and we beeline, we run away, we mute our experience. How do you flee? Right? We flee with alcohol. We flee with food. We flee with shopping. We flee with social media. We flee by tuning ourselves out of our current experience. We mute our experience. We become dull. We make ourselves busy. How do you flee? How are you fleeing? Look at your to-do list again, if you have one. What's not on there that needs to be on there at the top of the list today? What? Just be honest. And if you can't put it on your list today, just be honest with yourself. Okay, I'm fleeing from this situation. I get it. Tomorrow, I'm going to try and put that at the top of my list. I'm going to deal with this person. I'm going to be honest with my boss. I'm going to be honest with my partner. I'm going to clean up the mess that I made. Forcing, fixing, fleeing, we create struggle. We make things so effortful. I see it as a yoga teacher. I see it every day. I used to be it. Trust me, I was that yogi who was like top row, front row, center, forcing every bind, forcing myself in these poses, puffing, face was blue, right? The competitive athlete in me coming out in full force. Over 20 years, thank God I've released that. Now I'm in the back row generally, by a wall, in the corner, just kind of tinkering with my body and my practice, tinkering with my mind, noticing when I get stuck, noticing when I force things. So we learn. Sometimes we've got to go through the eye of the needle. Boy, oh boy, I've been through a lot of needles in my life. So becoming quiet enough to be honest with yourself. How do I force, fix, and flee? That's how I enter struggle mode. What if it was easy? So that's the question you can ask when you notice that you're forcing something to happen, that you're fixing a situation, or that when you're running away and muting. What if it was easy? What if I could stay? What if I can sit in this experience, in the space where there's so many possibilities, where I don't have to struggle, where I can be at ease in this moment, even though there's chaos all around me? Wow. There's a lot in there. Hey, listen, if you're interested in this, check it out. Check it out on my app. Check it out in my book. Check it out on my blogs. Check it out. I've got so much stuff out there, guys. I would love to hear from you. I say it every week. engage with me, join our inner circle. Just email me, say I'm in. Join what we're developing, what we're creating. And I am getting ready to launch our summer book group online, free online course for On the Verge. It'll be a 4-week course. So stay in touch and in tune with me about that. If you're not on my email list, Kara@KaraBradley.net, or just go to my website and join us. All right. So struggle free. Make this easy and effortless. Others will sense it on you. They'll want to hang out with you. You'll want to hang out with you a little bit more. You may be less inclined to dull your life. Let's live in high, high definition today. Have a great one. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.